This is accelerating your pedastic colonoscopy preparation, Eduardo Saavedra, S-A-A-V-E-D-R, Saavedra's 10-30-90-40. Indicator she was baroesophagus, dysphagia, anemia, persistency called falibriton. So this is going to be nothing left in the swell. So I'll be showing EGD instrument and / esophagoscopy and colonoscopy instrument to Olympus EGD scope and colonoscopy. After 5 to 7, but the bishop lay left hand. Discovery or cavity patch apparent to the esophagus. Distal esophagus appear to be having an ulcerated proliferating mass in the distal esophagus. Seem like partially obstructing the gastroscope, could not pass traverse through the through this mass to the distal esophagus, through the distal esophagus or to the G junction. This seem a done discontinued procedure. I did not do the biopsy because it was a very much vascular and ulcerated risk of bleeding. I'm not sure whether it may have a large blood vessel sitting there that could cause the that could have caused the bleeding. As well as removed this appear to be history of baroesophagus, this adenocarcinoma of the esophagus under central triple. Otherwise, patient turned on KY jelly platelet, received per rectum atrophy, descending colon, flash, flash, and colon, hepatic flasher, descending colon to the anastomosis, which was probably from the prior right hemicolectomy. There was a fair prep, small modest polyphenol. There is no evidence of any angiodysplasia, any active bleeding noted. Scholar rectum retrofriction, trohemolar disc, this is no complication. Find number one, EGD is turning into esophagoscopy only because the esophagus scope can, gastroscope cannot be traversed to the distal esophagus and G-junction into the stomach because they're partially obstructing ulcerate, very vascular appearing ulcerate distal esophagus mass. Biopsy not taken because the risk of active bleeding. And with the underlying history of esophagus, there's a it could be adenocarcinoma of the esophagus understrom. Otherwise, most likely cause anemia. Number two, colonoscopy up to the anastomosis. Number three, fair prep response upon marsupial lacuna. Number four, no evidence of any polyp. noted on the colonoscopy. This is Hambler's recommendation. I would refer the patient for appendoscopic ultrasound for evaluation of the distal esophageal mass to have a better idea whether this is a mucosal, submucosal, or extraluminal or intrathoracic. Number two, recommendation of also CT chest, abdomen, pelvis. And number three, for the endoscopic ultrasound evaluation biopsy, diagnosis of adenocarcinoma. I recommend the patient to be seen by the oncologist. Patient can restart his Plavix tonight. And check the hemoglobin hematocrit periodically. Keep the hemoglobin hematocrit more than 7 and 21 and transfuse if less than 7. Patient needs to follow with the hematology oncology for possible IVR and infusion. this will discuss the patient's wife and patient's son over the phone and wife at the bedside in detail. Dr. Paramsari, Dr. Shyam Varadarajaru, VARADARAJULU, notified notification will be given to them, and refer the patient for appendectomy ultrasound to Dr. VARADARAJULU at Orlando Health. Annotation, please send the card to patient primary care provider, Dr. Cesar Kilolan, and copy Dr. Paramsari. Their procedure was July 31st, 123rd. This was July 31st, 123rd. Patient drops, thanks.